In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
All right, I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Monday, everybody. Thanks for Andy and all that filled in while I was gone. I do appreciate that very much. It's nice to be back in the saddle, although I wish the weather was a little warmer. But hey, it's Colorado, still winter, it seems, but spring will eventually show. Although I did read some statistics, Charlie, you'll find this interesting. If we get any measurable snow tonight or tomorrow, this will be the second longest winter as far as when snow started back in September to when it actually ends, which might be tonight or tomorrow. It's hard to say. But if we do get measurable snow, this will be the second longest, snowiest season we've had as they've been keeping records of such. So much for global warming, by the way. Now, I also know we had great sunshine and some great weather in the midst of winter and Indian summer type things and so on. So it's not like we've had dreaded winter from the beginning of September all the way through now. But as far as how they do snow recordings and season to season, this will be, if it snows tonight, which it looks most likely that it will, maybe not in the metro area, but it will definitely be up in the foothills. We'll see what happens down here. But if it snows down here at the airport, which is where most things are measured, or not most things, but in that case, that's where it's measured by, this will be the second longest, snowiest season we've had. So, impossible question of the day. You can, by the way, answer this always on the Rush to Reason website. And the question is always there early in the morning. You can answer out of the different questions that are there. Pick whichever one you think is best, and you can actually get your results of such. I will give you the answer to today's later in the day or first thing on the show tomorrow. The answer to Friday's, by the way, according to Men's Health, 25% of men have done this in the kitchen, and the answer was start a fire. That's a lot of men, by the way, starting fires in the kitchen. So today's impossible question. A little over 50% of women say they do this much better than their husband. What is it? So 50%, a little over 50% of women say they do this much better than their husband. What is that? So answer that question on the Rush to Reason. Not the Facebook page any longer. It is there as well. But the link and what you need to do is actually go to the website and click on the answer question of the day. You'll find it there, and you can answer accordingly. All right, on today's show, first hour, Jarrett Stepman should be joining us here at the 3:30 mark. We're going to talk about VE Day and some, let's just say, some storytelling that went on with that over the weekend. He'll straighten us out on that. Hour two, Pamela Denzinger will join us. She's been with us before. She's a consumer insights expert and a retail Forbes contributor. We're going to talk about just the retail sector, what's happening there, what's happening with inflation. Is that going to affect the buying habits of individuals? We've got a lot there to discuss. Richard will join us at 4:30 and talk sports as well. There's some things going on over the weekend when it comes to horses and doping and so on. We'll get into some of that. Hour number three, Bill Weston will join us. Seven simple budget hacks that can help save money, hundreds, by the way, every month. So we'll get into that in hour number three. So in light of just coming back from vacation, Joe sent me a joke that he thought I should read, and I will do so, and it's clean. So Charlie, never fear, this is a clean joke. Two priests decided to go to Hawaii on their holidays. They were determined to make this a real vacation by not wearing anything that would identify them as clergy. As soon as the plane landed, they headed for a store, bought some really outrageous shorts, shirts, sandals, and sunglasses. The next morning, they went to the beach dressed in their tourist garb. They were sitting on beach chairs enjoying a drink, the sunshine and the scenery, when a drop-dead, gorgeous, topless blonde came walking straight towards them. They couldn't help but stare. As the blonde passed them, she smiled and said, "Good morning, Father." "Good morning, Father," nodded, addressing each of them individually. Then she passed by. They were both stunned. How in the world did she know they were priests? So the next day, they went back to the store and bought even more outrageous outfits. Once again, in their new attire, they settled down in the chairs to enjoy the sunshine. After a little while, the same gorgeous topless blonde came walking towards them. Again, she nodded at each of them and said, "Good morning, Father. Good morning, Father," and started to walk away. As one of the priests could not stand it any longer and said, "Just a minute, young lady." "Yes, Father." "We are priests and proud of it, but I have to know, how in the world did you know we were priests dressed as we are?" She replied, "Father, it's me, Sister Kathleen." I know it's bad, Charlie. All right, we got a lot in store for you. I'll talk a little bit about the gas line attack when we come back. I've got something else I want to play for you as well that my dad actually sent me over the weekend, which is very appropriate, I think, given the climate that we're in today. And I've got lots to talk about today, even when it comes to the shooting that happened over the weekend and some of the even responses that I'm already seeing on social media and other places. So we'll get into that in a minute. Before that, though, real quick, I will say on the gas pipeline attack back east, if you've not heard of that, there was a cyber attack on a pipeline. It's been shut down now for 3 days. If it goes much longer, you will see a spike in gasoline for sure on the East Coast. My prediction, though, if they can do it on the East Coast, they will do it probably coast to coast. My suggestion to some of you, especially those of you that maybe have larger storage capacities, i.e. you're driving trucks and you're empty now, I would fill up now versus later. It will not be a continual spike. And again, it'll just be a spike. It will not be a continual permanent increase in fuel prices, but I think you could see a spike even in our area. I may be wrong in that. Not going to hurt if you fill up now versus a week from now anyways. Most of you don't have the ability to store fuel, so there's not much we can do if we see a price at the pump. My point is this. If there's an area where they can increase prices because of something like this going on, they will. This was a situation, by the way, that was taken over by ransomware. They think they know who's behind it. Although finding them, you know, just because it's a group doesn't mean they'll find the exact individuals that are behind this. We've interviewed numerous people, by the way, on this program through the course of the last, you know, 5-6 years, Charlie. And I will say one of the concurrent themes we continue to hear from individuals is how vulnerable in this area we really are. And quite frankly, folks, I will say it like this. There's no excuse for this. There literally is no excuse for this. There are tools and there are abilities to not allow these things to happen. And to have infrastructure in this country as vulnerable as it is in these areas is honestly quite ridiculousness. It's ridiculousness, I should say. It shouldn't be happening. We may get into more of that with Richard even as he and I talk through some of those things. But believe me, folks, this is avoidable. It really, in my opinion, there's no excuse for it happening. I realize I'm not there. I'm not the IT person, but I know enough about that industry to know that these things are preventable. They just don't have their holes filled up and, or they've got things from the inside leaking that should not be, by the way, not fuel, but IT wise. So we'll come back. I've got something I want to play for you as well that I think is very appropriate to where we are today. And we'll get on with the rest of the show. So hang tight. We'll be right back. Golden Eagle Financial is up next. Al Smith, he would love to help you with your future planning to where you can someday retire if so desired, or at least live the life you want to, not the life somebody else is forcing you to. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Plan for the future. Do that now with Al. And by the way, if you make an appointment with him by the 15th of May, which you still have time to do, for a couple, you'll get a $100 gift card to Fleming's. And for an individual, it's a $50 gift card. So call Al today, 303-744-1128.
These three factors will determine the size of your nest egg in retirement: how much you set aside, what sort of return you get on that money, and the age you start saving. Now, you can't turn back the clock and start saving for retirement sooner, but you can start planning right now, whether you're 46 or 66. Ask Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial how to create a new tax-free income in retirement so you can make your money last. You've already done the heavy lifting by contributing to your 401k or IRA all these years. Now it would be wise to have another separate investment account funded with after-tax dollars so that in the event of a financial emergency, you don't need to borrow or extract funds that are earmarked for retirement. We have no idea what will happen to the tax code in the future, so make certain a portion of your assets will continue to grow tax-free and generate tax-free income in the future. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money to set up a free consultation with Al Smith. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, folks, it is National Barbecue Month. We'll be celebrating that with different things throughout the month. We'll get Greg from Barber's Foods on and talk about some of that as well. But as we head into Memorial Day, which is not that far away, you get that barbecue fired up, you get the patio all ready to go. Whatever you do for summer, make sure that Barber's Foods is a part of what you do when it comes to cooking out. They literally have the best beef, bison, pork, poultry, you name it, they've got it. And if there's a cut of meat you specifically want to do because you maybe do smoking on the side or things along those lines, make sure you contact Barber's because you will have the best outcome by doing so. Barber'sFoods.com, that's with two S's, Barber'sFoods.com.
For those select few who still care about how the animals were raised and cared for, BarbersFoods.com is perhaps the last place in Colorado you can go to buy air-chilled chicken, locally raised beef and bison, premium Duroc pork, and wild-caught salmon that are all sourced from families that they know personally. Let's face it, some things in life are gone and never likely to ever come back. Like houses in Denver that cost less than $100,000, or knowing your neighbor well enough to borrow a cup of sugar. But thanks to Barber's Foods, you can still know where your food comes from. Go to BarbersFoods.com and click on April Specials at the top of the page to find ground beef and air-chilled chicken breast on sale. And for Mother's Day on May 9th, they have Mom's Favorite Beef Filet Tenderloins on sale. Some things are long gone, but you can still buy your meats from a local Colorado-owned family business. BarbersFoods.com, connecting you to your food since 1949.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
A lot of us believe the future of the Republican Party is Ron DeSantis, who they despise. It's Jim Jordan, maybe Elise Stefanik. A whole bunch of Republicans who are fearless and are ready for battle. How do you see it?
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Again, Andy, thanks, and all of you that filled in while I was gone. I do appreciate it very much. I mean that sincerely. I've got something I'm going to play, by the way. I wish I could know who to attribute this to. I did some internet searching to try to figure out who made this actual little video slash audio speech that you're going to hear. I don't know who made it. Maybe one of you listening will recognize the voice and give me an idea of who this is so I can give proper credit. No matter what, what's being said is very true. And unfortunately, this was going on, this video, I should say, and what was going on happened in the 60s. And quite frankly, it's not much different today. I'll go on to say this. I truly believe the only thing keeping this country from total socialism slash communism, and yes, I consider it one and the same, is in fact the Second Amendment. Do away with it, and we have total socialism and communism in this country. I don't think people understand the value of the Second Amendment. Whether you like guns or not isn't the issue. If you believe in freedom, and you believe in keeping it, and you believe keeping these other things at bay is important, please make sure we protect the Second Amendment. And the best way to do that is to, every time you see an assault on it, call your lawmakers and tell them that. Tell them that you fully support it and you do not support any type of gun control whatsoever. By the way, folks, there's no such thing as common sense gun control. Don't let the left, you know, fool you into believing there's any such thing, because there's not. There is no such thing. Criminals and those that do wrong will continue to do wrong whether we have, you know, gun control or not. Gun control is nothing more than people control. And I believe, again, it's the last line of defense we have against what this gentleman that I'm going to play now talks about. Here we go. Oh, hang on, Charlie. Why? Hang on. I got to make one setting change. Hang on one second. Sorry. Give me one moment, everybody. I apologize. I need to make sure this is going out of the computer itself and not my speakers. Let me back this up, Charlie. Here we go. Well, maybe, Charlie. It should be. Yeah, I'm plugged in. Let me double check and plug it back in again real quick to make sure. It should actually pick it up and go. All right, let me just fire it up again here real quick. Hold on. Sorry, folks, for the technical difficulties. I was listening to this on my speakers earlier, and I didn't check this with Charlie earlier. I should have. So let me try this one more time, Charlie. Still not going to play. I tell you what, I want to play this really badly. I know Jarrett's going to join us in a few minutes. Let me do this. I'm going to take a quick timeout. I'll do a quick break now. I'll play this when I come back. Still get Jarrett Stepman on in time, and we'll do it that way. So give me 1 second. Let's do this. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger. And you know what? Bundle to save money. That's probably the best thing I can say about Paul. And yeah, all insurance companies I know do that, but Paul does it in a different manner. And there's a great rebate program that American National Insurance has as well. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. And I know that I talk this up a lot with, you know, Michael, and I don't know, every time I guess I take a trip and I think about the things that can happen while you're gone on vacation, flying, doing all the different things you may do on vacation, maybe becomes a little more apparent to me of what's going on. Also on top of that, the things that have happened internally in our family with my brother and so on. I just know how important it is to make sure that your estate planning is done, it's handled, and you're doing that in the right manner so that you leave behind a legacy and not a mess. And that's the best thing I can say when it comes to Michael. So give Michael a call today. Get that dialed in, 720-394-6887.
You're planning a date night with your wife, trying to decide between dinner and a movie or meeting with Michael Bailey, KLZ's mobile estate planner, to set up a will or trust and establish medical and financial powers of attorney. You could either enjoy some food and entertainment or come face to face with your own mortality. It is possible to do both. Get your affairs in order now so you can carry on with the fun stuff. KLZradio.com/estate.
Small business is the engine of our economy. Everyday people working hard, taking risks, creating jobs, and taking care of their families. Why are Colorado Democrats at the State House proposing and passing legislation that is making it more difficult for small businesses to succeed and making it more expensive for you to buy the essential items that empower you to thrive and prosper? Kim Munson here. Tuesday, Roger Hayes, president of Premier Employer Services, lowlights the three most onerous bills for Colorado. That's Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at kimmunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, so Charlie and I patch some things up here. We'll make this work best we can. Again, I don't know who to credit this audio/video to. If one of you listening out there knows, please let me know. But I'll play this and I'll give you some comments after we play this. Jarrett Stepman will join us here in the near future as well. Here we go.
Book that I think ought to be in every home library. It's entitled Color, Communism, and Common Sense by Manning Johnson. Manning Johnson was a Negro, and he was also a member of the Communist Party. He joined the party as a young man because he honestly believed that the communists were trying to improve the conditions of his people. He was a dedicated communist. But after many years, Manning Johnson finally came to the realization that the communists weren't the least bit interested in improving the conditions of the Negro people. He discovered that instead they were merely planning to use his people, and these are his words, to use them as cannon fodder in a bloody revolution to destroy America. As early as 1928, the communists declared that the racial differences among our people constituted the weakest and most vulnerable point in our social fabric. By constantly probing and straining at this one spot, they calculated that eventually the cloth could be torn apart and that Americans could be divided, weakened, and perhaps even set against each other in open combat. We must not be led into placing the blame for the riots, the civil disorders, on the Negro people of our nation. Even those few who are promoting hatred and violence in the black communities are not themselves the cause. They're merely being used by forces far bigger than they are to promote the violent phase of the revolution in America. Hoping to avoid further violence and bloodshed, the public is to be pressured into accepting measures that will move the country gradually and legally toward communism, but without calling it that. The strategy of the proletarian revolution calls for the quiet conversion of our government into a communist regime, but under the banner of socialism. The new program of the Communist Party on this subject has this to say. The term socialism describes but the first stage of a new society that in its full development is called communism. Socialism is a transitional stage. The building of socialism is the communist revolution in America. It represents the process whereby our country can be moved gradually toward communism without the people even being aware of it. They have one and only one solution for all problems: more government, and then more and more until it's total government. Total government is communism. We must not be fooled into thinking that the causes of our civil turmoil are such things as poverty, poor housing, lack of education, and similar social or economic factors. As a matter of fact, most of today's self-styled revolutionaries, black and white, come from good homes, could earn better than average incomes if they wanted to work. And in fact, they're products of some of the finest institutions of higher learning. We mustn't resort to violence either as a means of furthering political or social goals. And we must do everything humanly possible to discourage others from doing so. We must support our local police. Nothing can be quite so damaging to police morale and efficiency as converting every arrest into a trial of the policeman instead of the criminal. Now, in passing, ladies and gentlemen, you may have wondered why the Communist Party has been a staunch supporter of the drive to place a black studies curriculum into our high schools and colleges. Well, the reason becomes obvious the minute you take a look at the textbooks and the study guides. Under the guise of academic balance, these courses have become a brilliant device for conditioning young people to accept still one more part of the total program for revolution. We must discover the identity of those individuals, both above and below, who consciously are furthering the communist program for revolution, and then remove them from their positions of trust and leadership. Now, of course, the minute you begin to think along these lines, you'll become the target of a whole barrage of attacks. You'll be called a right-wing extremist, a fascist, or at least a dictator. Some years ago, I happened to attend a meeting where several anti-communist refugees from behind the Iron Curtain were called upon to relate their personal experiences. One of the refugees spoke up and he said, "You know, I came to America expecting to find a nation of free men, but instead, I find exactly the same thing. Everywhere I look, I see men and women who know that communists are making headway in this country. They know that something must be done and that someone must stand up to them. But they themselves do nothing. They remain silent because they're afraid that if they speak out or take a stand publicly, it'll be bad for business. They may lose a client. They may even lose their jobs. If communism should ever come to America, we'll face more death, destruction, and human suffering than any people in history has ever faced at the hands of their invading conquerors. It's literally a question of life and death for all of us. And it's about time the American people began to face up to that fact and to act accordingly."
All right, I'll leave it at that. And again, if I could attribute that to whoever that individual is talking, and if one of you out there know who that is, please let me know, and we'll give proper credit on the website and other places where some of you could even share that information. But this was, again, some, 60 years ago, roughly, 55 years ago? And everything that gentleman said has been happening, still happening today, but it's in overdrive right now as far as I'm concerned. Him talking about being targeted if you go against anything that they say, think about that today. Think about where you and I, and the way that we think and talk and so on, and when we stand up for the things that we believe in, we're now said that, we're now called, thugs and racists, and basically we're just Neanderthals. That's exactly what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris call us. The reality is everything this gentleman talked about is and has come true. As I said earlier, as I opened the show, the only thing standing between us and total communism at this point is the Second Amendment, which, by the way, they are chipping at and eroding as quickly as they can. They have made inroads in every other area in our lives, including the Second Amendment, but it's the one thing that to this day they've not been able to completely override. Let's face it, they've taken over the medical end of things. That's why we have what we have going on with COVID today. That's a whole other discussion we'll get into either today or later in the week. Share some things that I, watched on vacation. They've taken over the education system completely. They would love, and by the way, something else I was thinking of while on vacation, it's not that they want to disband, defund, and get rid of the police. And hear me out when I say this, folks, as I really believe in my heart this is the truth. They want police, but they want their police. Let me explain. For them to accomplish what they want with total takeover of the country, they can't have the amount of guns we have on the streets today, 350 million plus guns. We don't even know how many there is, but at least that. And for the most part, the majority of law enforcement, because I know a lot of these individuals, he and she, they would never think of walking up to your front door and demanding you hand them over. That's current law enforcement. I know some of you out there would say, oh, I know some that will. Well, yeah, there probably is a few that would. But by and large, the majority of law enforcement is on our side when it comes to especially this point. So for them to institute any type of gun, mandatory turnover, confiscation, registration, whatever you want to call it, they have to replace those individuals on police forces, sheriff's departments, state patrol, and so on, or they can't accomplish this, folks. So it's not that they want a disbanding of police. I feel they want a rebranding, if you would, of police. In other words, they want their people policing, not our people policing. That's what all of this against the blue nonsense is all about. It's not that they're against police. It's just against the police that are there now. They want police that will be more friendly to their agenda and not, in a lot of cases, be the conservatives that we all are, at least even if they're not conservatives, believing in the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms. Again, this is another discussion we will get into maybe even more tomorrow with Andy, and I've got some guests this week that we will talk to in regards to this, but let me say this one more time, as I said as I opened. The Second Amendment is literally the only thing keeping the rest of amendments in play, the first included. Without it, kiss it all goodbye, folks. The minute we are no longer an armed society, it's gone. Yes, I know some of you have texted and said, well, yeah, but the government still has more firepower than we do. Yeah, they do. But there's also been many a war won with the individuals that didn't have the same firepower as the government they were fighting. In fact, we've lost some because we even had more power than the enemy but still lost. I won't get into all of the details. You all know some of the wars I'm talking about. We just got done fighting one, by the way. We're pulling folks out of Afghanistan right now where, frankly, we didn't win. No, folks, let me give you the sorry truth. We didn't win. The Russians didn't win. We didn't win. We both had far more firepower than the Afghanis and the Taliban and the folks that are running around there, but yet we still didn't win. Why? Because they know their country and the ability to fight it better than we do. And the fact of the matter is, in the United States of America, all of us gun-owning Americans have an upper hand in the same way. And by the way, the communist left know that. So the only way they can accomplish what they want is, again, to disarm us. Go ahead, Charlie, get Jarrett going. We'll talk to him next and talk about some of what went on over the weekend. But again, folks, what I just played was not something just made up. You've been hearing even me talk about some of this stuff for years, and there's been others that have been talking about it far longer. We are literally, I believe, on the edge of being completely taken over by the Communist Party, and that's what the left is today. And if you think otherwise, you're crazy. In fact, if you're a part of the left, you're a part of the Communist Party. I'll say it as it is. If you're a Democrat, you're a communist, in my opinion. Yes, I said that, and I will continue to say that. You're not on my side. There's only two sides here. And again, I will continue to go down this path. There's two sides. Those that believe in socialism slash communism, and those of us that don't. You don't get to play this in the middle, by the way. Jarrett Stepman joining us now, Daily Signal. Jarrett, what's going on today, sir?
It's going good. It's good to be back. Thank you.
Good to have you. I really appreciate it. I had some time off myself and much needed, and I enjoyed it. And unfortunately, though, Jarrett, I will also say this. Every time I'm on vacation and I really get to view people in a different manner than I would normally do, you know, while I'm working and kind of grinding things out day to day, I realize more and more how successful the left has, you know, how they've become, how should I say this? They've become successful as of really getting people to buy into their mantra. And I just, I don't understand it, Jarrett. I don't know where the common sense in this country has gone and why people have bought into some of the things that the left produces. And I call it the communist left. What they stand for and the people that have bought into it, I just don't understand, Jarrett.
You know, I think about that too sometimes. And when you do look at what's happened to American institutions in this country, how much they've been captured, I think, by left-wing ideas. I think, of course, a lot of it comes forth from higher education, from our colleges and universities. But, of course, it's invaded, as you very well know, it's invaded media, it's invaded Hollywood. And I think, and certainly it's invaded classrooms at the K-12 level, elementary school level, certainly even more so now. Given that level of dominance, I also think, to a certain extent, it's amazing that there still are Americans with common sense who actually stand against it. I mean, to me and you, many of these things seem to be common sense, and a lot of these ideas are crazy. But to a lot of Americans, they're indoctrinated with a lot of left-wing ideas from the time they're very young.
Yep.
They've never heard any other
yep.
kind of message, especially if they come from these blue areas where that's the only message they're going to get, and the only thing they're going to get from the media is one side. And I think that's the real challenge before us, is to bring common sense to people and to cut through that.
I agree, by the way, and I think everything you just said is it's exactly what they've done. It's what they've accomplished. I was thinking, you know, again, vacation, you get to reflect and do a lot of things, and, you know, I had some extra time in this particular case with my brother just passing away. I really want to just take some time and just, you know, have some time to really think through things, Jarrett. You know, life, you know, where are things headed? You know, life is short. We tend to forget that at times. And while, you know, the goal of all of us is to, you know, live in peace, get along, and so on, I also know that we are at a great war right now, Jarrett. And I think we would be very naive in saying we're not at a great war, because we are. There is a war going on as we speak in this country for the life and soul of this country, if you would. And there are those that are out there to destroy it, make it total communism. They believe in that wholeheartedly. They want to see that happen. They know that the only body that wins are those guys that, you know, that are at the top. They feel like they're at the top, so they will win. But at the end of the day, Jarrett, nobody in those system wins except for the very, very, very few people that sit at the top.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's the end result of this, is that, you know, it's the activists, it's those in places of power who are going to win. And I think that is really the end game. I mean, you know, when you hear these people who promote things, these ideas like equity, which I think if you really dig beneath the surface are actually incredibly radical or against human nature, the people who end up doing well in that system are the activists, the public faces of these things,
yeah.
the people who run organizations,
right.
the managerial class. These are the people who do well under that system. The regular person does not do well. And I think that the bigger issue is all the stuff to go on thinking that this is business as usual. And I think that,
yeah.
you know, I think what's so important is to wake Americans up to the threats that we have to our liberty, to our way of life, to the American way. I think that's the most important thing that we can do, is simply tell Americans that they are indeed being boiled. They're like a frog being boiled.
That's right.
And I think that warning people, I think, is the biggest step into actually getting people to say, you know, some of these ideas sound crazy. That doesn't sound like common sense. We have to start doing something about this.
Well, which leads us into the conversation we're going to have today with you, which is VE Day that took place over the weekend, and the revisionism, which, again, is part of the tool. This is part of their toolbox, I guess, Jared. It's one of the tools they use. It's in their toolbox. It's changing history, changing what means, you know, it's changing the facts of what something meant into something else, and that's what they were doing over the weekend. Explain.
It really is. Of course, this weekend we had the celebration of Victory Over Europe Day, and there were many people, I'm sure many of your listeners probably saw on social media, maybe some of their friends on Facebook. There's always these posts saying that, well, it's actually the Soviet Union, it's communism that defeated fascism in World War II, which I think is a very, I think, stilted view of World War II. And of course, many of the people have an interest in pumping the Soviet regime and making it seem not quite so bad as it was, but yeah. I do like to remind people, again, our history is so much under attack. Where the Soviet Union was to begin the war, they began the war in alliance with Hitler when the Luftwaffe was bombing London during the Battle of Britain. It was being fueled by the Soviet Union, by the USSR, by international communism. You know, those two twin evils, you know, a victory for either side of those without the United States and Great Britain was no victory for free people. It was trading one devil for another. And I think when you see a lot of this, I think disinformation, I think dishonesty about the role that the United States and Great Britain played for free people in World War II, it is very dishonest. It undermines, I think, what is a great triumph, I think, of the American system and the role that we played in that war that, you know, for me, it's my grandmother and grandfather's generation that mm-hmm. did have to have the challenge of, you know, of a world that was in flames.
Right.
Soviet victory, again, was no victory for free people. That came down to the production, to the sacrifice of Americans and Great Britain that held the line, that allowed liberty to even exist for the decade and a half century and more later. And I think that's an important point. It's something that needs to be stressed.
Agreed.
Especially if that generation is fading from the scene.
And, you know, add another layer to that too, Jared. I think, by the way, everything you just said, fact, spot on, very true. But let's make sure we add into that explanation of why we were able to do the things that we did. And let's not forget capitalism and the ability for our American companies to switch things over and become great war-making, you know, war machine makers, if you would. We had the ability to do that, do it better, faster, and stronger than any other country. And it's because of capitalism we were able to do so.
It was one of the great miracles of human history. And the United States did not, as many people forget, did not have a large military before World War II. We ended with the most powerful military on Earth, and we were basically supplying most of our allies, including the Soviet Union, and keeping them afloat in some of the worst days when they were being defeated by Nazi Germany. The United States really was the arsenal of democracy, and that was because we did have an incredible free market system. The government was able to marshal that and direct that toward the military. It was produced by the factories of Detroit, of Pittsburgh, of Seattle, you know, the Ford Motor Company.
Yeah, I was just going to look that up. I mean, Ford built about half, not quite half, of all of the B-24s. And if I'm not mistaken, Jarrett, they were building, I believe, one of those an hour when they got into the heavy production of that, and did all of that, by the way, had that thing up and running within a year.
They did. That was the promise of Edsel Ford, was to bring a bomber an hour, and they basically achieved that. It was an incredible, monumental achievement. You know, that was how, in the great industrial war of human history, the greatest industrial power that's ever existed, which is the United States, was able to do this. And we do not have the same size population as many other countries, and yet we've
That's right.
so far above our weight. This is the most productive country on Earth. It's one of the great geniuses of our civilization. And we transferred that productive capacity that we have in peacetime to make the foodstuffs, to make the goods that, you know, allow people to live the good life. We were able to transfer that into the greatest war in human history in a remarkably short amount of time. Fought two theater war in the Pacific and the European theater, and held our allies afloat during that time. It's an incredible accomplishment that I think Americans should always be proud of. They should always remember. It's something that we can't let future generations forget, what the role the United States play in that. And undermining that in any way, I think, does a disrespect to what this country has accomplished. And we really were the last line of defense for free people in this world. And we played that monumental role that no other country on earth could have played.
But if we rewrite history, we make that seem like that was bad in what we did, and or we give other countries, i.e. in this case Russia, credit for something that they're not due, and essentially rewrite history, we now get another generation, and where I'm really going with this, and stick with me here, but as we continue to erode at some of these things we're talking about, and we get each generation to believe differently than the generation ahead. I said earlier in the program, you didn't hear me, but I really truly believe the only thing keeping us in this country from total communism is the Second Amendment. And that continues to be eroded, you know, year after year after year as well. Not to the point we've lost some of these other establishments you've just mentioned a moment ago, from history to, you know, Hollywood and on down the line we go. But my fear is, Jarrett, with every type of revisionist history, if you would, you know, the rewriting of history in every generation. In other words, the more we make these things out to be the bad, and guns to be bad in general, and we start to brainwash literally the next generation, that's when we lose the Second Amendment. And as far as I'm concerned, Jarrett, when we lose the Second Amendment, the country's gone.
We lose all the other freedoms that we have as well, and that's the danger that we have with this. And I agree entirely. I mean, we have so many advantages. We have a constitutional system given to us by the founders. We have an incredible culture. We have amazing prosperity. Many of these things have been eroded. I think this idea that, you know, the good things that we have will simply continue on forever, that there's no way for that to ever change, I think is wrong. When you change the very nature and character of a country,
yes,
you'll produce different results. And I think that we are in an era in which America's great successes are often buried, our flaws highlighted, I think, without any kind of acknowledgement of how terrible things truly can be in this world, how awful things have been through most of humanity, where freedom, prosperity did not exist for almost all of human history.
That's right.
For the average person.
That's right. That's right.
America created that, and I think that's something that is not worth throwing away. It's worth remembering. It's worth building on. So that
it's
we can
protecting.
A better
let's face,
we can
it's
build.
Worth. It's worth valuing, protecting, and really putting a belt, you know, outside of our faith, Jarrett, putting it above all others. And you're right. We've never on the face of this planet did another country experience the things that we've been able to experience, not only in freedom, but with that freedom, the advancements we've been able to make that have really lifted the entire world up, in a lot of cases, out of utter poverty. Without us, that didn't happen. And yet, we're rewriting history to really, in a way, step on all of that and forget about it.
Absolutely. I mean, that the prosperity has been created around the globe, especially since World War II, in many of the countries that we defeated, that we beat, completely annihilated in that war, that we helped build back up, because American prosperity is that deep. As the Soviet Union, this example they give, was plundering their fellow countries, was burying them under an iron curtain, I think shows the stark difference in how civilizations operate and what the United States, what it stood for. We are a country both strong and, I think, ultimately at its core, are very good in what our system brings, and not just for us, but for our neighbors, for people across the globe. It doesn't mean that everybody has to be just like us, but I think that America has been a good and benign force in this world, and I think it would be a tragedy, an incredible tragedy, for Americans themselves to throw that away, to turn against it.
Yeah, I said earlier, Jarrett, and I mean this, I mean, you may not be a gun-toting, gun-loving American that goes out to the range and does all the things when it comes to, you know, acquiring and possessing and then being able to use firearms. In fact, you may be scared to death of them and have no desire to ever own one. But you better be protecting the Second Amendment, even if you don't want to. Otherwise, you're liable to lose all your other freedoms. That's my fear, Jarrett.
I think you're absolutely right. I think the founders certainly saw countless examples in history where government's confiscation or removal of arms from general people led to further tyranny down the line. It's often the first step to greater tyranny, because the government knows that it can get away with it.
Right.
I think a lot of Americans right now, they think, you know, I hope that our free system will be preserved, but having the Second Amendment, knowing that my fellow Americans are also armed, I think that is something that is of incredible value. And the United States, of course, you know, the left in particular is bitter about the fact that we are among the most, I mean, we really are the most private gun-owning countries in the world, that gives me a sense of relief, not fear.
I agree.
I'm very thankful that the American people are as armed as they are for so many reasons. And I am very thankful, again, it's the wisdom of our system, the founders who came before us, and the generations of Americans who embrace that principle of independence and the right to bear arms.
Jared, I always appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week, and really do appreciate all that you do for us on a regular basis, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be on.
You're very welcome. Jared Stedman, Daily Signal and Heritage. We really appreciate him. Let me talk for a moment about Good Shot, by the way. Al was going to try to join us today, but has no voice. Well, it's a little hard for Al to join us and speak when he cannot talk, so we'll get him on here at a later date this month. But let me stop for a moment and just talk a little extra about a Good Shop. They are a collision center. There's three locations up north to serve you. And we are now, as you all know, entering into hail damage season, hail season, I should say, and the repair that would have to, you know, come after. I don't know if any of you noticed the big storm they had down in Texas where literally, I think once it's all said and done, they will have the hail that they had there going to the record books. I mean, this stuff was total annihilation, if you would, and that's how big it got. We can have those same things happen here in Colorado. Now, you can also just have regular door dings and things that happen along those lines. Whatever it happens to be, a Good Shop can help you with all the things that you need on your vehicle, including getting your car detailed. I was watching also on vacation, one of the few things that I do on vacation. I didn't watch a lot of politics and pay attention to a lot of what was going on there. You know, but I'm a car guy, so I do watch what goes on the car end of things. And I will tell you right now that prices are literally at an all-time high, new and used. How does that, you know, follow back into what the Good Shop's doing? Well, the better you keep your vehicle up, the better it looks, the better maintained it is. Even when it comes to interior, paint, body, all of that, the more money you're going to get out of that car now or down the road. They can do all of that for you. So if you've got a car where you're just wanting to get some things renewed because maybe you can't find a new car you like, you can't find one in your price range, frankly, folks, if you're looking for a truck, you're not going to find one, period. And if you do, you're going to pay full sticker price. So a lot of you are going to continue to drive what you own. There's no sense in driving something that doesn't look good. Have it look good today. A Good Shop can take care of that for you. And if you're involved in any kind of an accident, they're there for you as well. They are a direct, how should I say this? There's a slang in the industry, we call it DRPs, but they are a direct repair provider for a lot of the insurance companies that are out there. In other words, they can bill, handle, do everything directly with the insurance company. You pay them the deductible, they handle the rest. That's what they do at a Good Shop. They've got that with several different insurance companies, and they're certified in a lot of the cars they fix by the original equipment manufacturer to get your vehicle fixed back the way it was new, when it was new. In some cases, better than new. Now, some of you may say that's not such a big deal. Well, when you go to take that vehicle and get top dollar out of it on a trade or a sale or something along those lines, you will be thankful that you fixed it correctly versus not fixing it correctly. There's a lot to do with that, folks, especially now with things as tight as they are. So if you've got any questions along any of these lines at all, please give Al and his guys a call at a Good Shop. The number is 720-541-7697. Again, 720-541-7697. Find them at klzradio.com as well or agoodshop.us.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
All right, along those same lines, don't forget the auto glass side of that as well, which Novus Auto Glass can help you with, whether it's a chip, a crack, something you need fixed, or a total replacement of any of the glass on your car. They also work with all the insurance companies, can bill them directly, and they will handle the rest. It's easy. Find them at rushtoreason.com. Click on the Novus link. It's N-O-V-U-S. And this Saturday on Drive Radio, my good friends Kent and Cody up in Sterling will be joining us, so they'll have all of your auto glass questions answered live on air on Saturday, right here on Drive Radio as well. So anything you need, though, in the meantime, give them a call today. Find a location near you. It's rushtoreason.com. Go to the website and click on Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom, but right now your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Hi, folks. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And yes, by the way, all of our sponsors, everybody that's a part of what we do here at KLZ and Rush to Reason, great individuals, great people. Please make sure you note, you note to them that you heard them here and that you're supporting them. And they're supporting us. So let's do our best to support them as well. All right. The CDC, Joe sent me this over the weekend, which thank you, Joe, for doing so, because I wasn't paying a lot of attention to things while I was gone. But it's interesting how now the CDC admits, this was a story, by the way, that came out late Friday night, and this is something that's interesting, too. Any time that a governmental agency doesn't want you to know much about something that they just announced, they will announce it, Charlie knows this, on a Friday night. Why? Because it just gets buried really quickly. Other things come along. Most people don't watch the news on Friday nights. By Monday, you're into a whole other news cycle, and what was said Friday night is forgotten about. So on Friday night, the CDC put out a statement admitting, by the way, that it was wrong about the COVID six-foot distancing rule. In other words, what they said is, we were wrong on that. These transmission events involve the presence of an infectious person exhaling virus indoors for an extended time, more than 15 minutes, and in some cases hours, leading to virus concentrations in the airspace sufficient to transmit infections to people more than 6 feet away, and in some cases to people who have passed through that space soon after the infectious person left. So in other words, folks, as I've been saying since last March, this is all a lot to do about nothing. I'm always reminded when I take a trip and I go through the airport with TSA. All of these rules and mandates and so on that have been put out by Fauci and the CDC is nothing other than TSA on steroids in public with the virus. I will tell you, I don't feel any safer getting on an airplane after passing through TSA than I did prior. Why? Because the same knuckleheads running it that are running everything else. These guys are not the savviest of individuals that are checking the things that are going on. I'm just being honest, folks. And we've got all of that now when it comes to you, coronavirus, masks, and so on. We've handled all of this pandemic, which, by the way, is made up. The term, I believe, is made up. Is it a real virus? Yes. Can people really get sick? Yes. Can people die? Yes. Is it a pandemic? Not in the true sense of the word. It's not. No. We don't have mass death. that used to be the definition of a pandemic. So, again, CDC came out Friday night, made an announcement that they were wrong about the six-foot distancing, and yet, I was in a store yesterday where I heard over the loudspeaker the announcement, keep your distance, do this, do that, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking to myself, we have got people so brainwashed, especially on the retail end of things, that nobody even knows what's right anymore. So we got another full 2 hours coming your way. If you're listening to the replay hour, thank you very much for doing so. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Otherwise, we'll be back. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.